Now ahead of the Munster final on Sunday, we speak to Cork's Daniel Carney. Daniel, we've been here before, I suppose, preparing for a Munster final, talking to you. But this year and the way the campaign has gone for you with two fantastic games to date, how is it in camp?
It's very good, you know. There's a very good feeling going into Sunday. With no real injury concerns and everybody's fresh and hungry and looking forward to the game ahead. And you know, it's another good opportunity for all the players to showcase, you know, how good they are as a team, and everybody's looking forward to it.
And coming back from your own injury blip, now you're flying it again, you're doing all right?
Yeah, you know, it was tough there during the league. I picked up a hand injury, and that kept me out for about 2 months, and then an Achilles injury, and that was another month, so injury free now, and just trying to, I suppose, work as hard as I can to get back into the team. And you know, when it comes to match day, then just to have some sort of involvement, and I suppose that's what I'm striving to do now at the moment.
Yeah, how difficult was that injury period, I suppose, kind of, especially when you're involved and you can see how things are going very well at training, because we weren't privy to that ahead of the Tipperary performance, you know?
It's more frustrating than anything, that you have, I suppose, you've all the hard work done in the winter, a lot of fitness work, and you're trying to get back in, and you're probably putting pressure on yourself to get back into the matches, and you're still not 100%, and you know, you're at that stage, and you're not playing up to your own potential, and you're not doing your teammates any good. So sometimes it can be just better off to just step back, and that's what happened before the Tipperary game. Just wasn't enough time, and you know, I just had to call it a day before that game. It served me better now that I'm fully injury free now, so it's great, and just looking forward to get back to hurling.
Yeah, and I'd say the lads will have some job with team selection this week, because every lad wants to be involved in that starting 15. But as you said, like, the game has gone in such a way now that there'll be roles to be played. Even if you don't start, you might finish a game for all the right reasons.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a match these days, isn't it, with the intensity and the pressure that's there. It's a 20-man game. Even outside that, you know, it's really the panel that feeds into the team performance, because it's all the panel members during the weeks that are bringing the intensity to training. So even looking beyond the team, beyond the panel, it's very much the 30 people, 35 people that are in around the panel that, you know, make up, I suppose, the how the team will perform on the weekend. And I suppose that's something to be acknowledged, you know.
Daniel, from year to year, this year has been almost a world apart from the way things went for you last year and going through the backdoor route. How different is it being involved in this group this year?
Yeah, there definitely is a change. It's notable in our performances. I suppose everybody seems much more enthused and a lot more energy, a lot more hunger, and I suppose it's been reflected in the performances. I suppose people are buying into the game plan, and everybody is doing their job, working hard, you know. And I suppose there can be all the game plans and systems in the world, but if you're not working hard and you're not hungry, you know, they'll come for nothing. So that's what we've shown against Tipperary and Waterford, that the hunger, work rate, intensity levels were second to none, and I suppose we'll be just looking for a repeat of that Sunday against Clare.
Yeah. And your own clubman Pat Ryan, of course, doing the hurling training this year. Your hurling, you know, has really come on an awful lot this year.
Yeah, you know, Pat's excellent. I've had him lucky enough to, with Sarah's over the last 4 or 5 years as a player and as a coach. And he's brilliant. He's I suppose he's been there, he's done that, and he's played at recently as well. You know, I think he stopped playing in 2008, 2009. Even I think he was there in 2010. So he's had a huge impact on the team and on the performances. And you know, we're very lucky to have someone of Pat's calibre involved.
And obviously, it's the retention of a lot of the senior players, but it's the younger players that have come into the team this year, Daniel. Like, how much? Like, I know speaking to Stephen ahead of the Munster Championship, he kind of talked about how it was almost like a business. You know, the younger lads reinvigorate things, and the older lads kind of help the younger lads along. Like, you know, it seems to be a very good relationship between the two age groups.
Yeah, I suppose any team you need that balance of youth and experience, and I suppose, like, we have got a young panel, but when they're in with us, we see them as senior players. You know, there's no differentiation between an older fella and a younger fella. They're good enough to play senior hurling. I suppose that's it, really. You know, they've definitely brought a bit of energy, a bit of freshness to the whole thing. And their hurling ability is second to none. So it's definitely had a huge impact. But at the same time, you know, they're Cork senior hurlers, and I suppose that's all we see them as.
Especially, I suppose, they backed up the Tipperary performance with your performance against Waterford. But for the younger players in particular, like, did you read Jackie Tyrrell's comment the week beforehand saying, you know, the younger players, Waterford should be talking to them about how they got on their leaving cert? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know that's just an element of the game that isn't often talked about, but the younger guys, you know, they've dealt well with senior hurling.
Yeah, like, you know, they've plenty of steel, you know. They've all played underage with Cork at a high level. They're used to all the goings on of, you know, the game at the highest level. Those fellas don't need to be taught or told how to behave in the field. They're well able to look after themselves, and I'm sure, you know, they'll continue to do that going forward.
Yeah. What did you notice that at the time, or did you hear about it since?
No, I didn't. I kind of stay away from the papers and stuff like that. Just keep my focus on, I suppose, my own game and how the team was preparing and stuff like that. So no, I didn't see those comments. Yeah. Now,
but you have to have noticed, I suppose, the change in kind of the mood around the county since those two performances and back to back wins in Munster Championship.
Yeah, even with the minors winning Monday, and there was a huge crowd in at that as well. There's definitely a larger sentiment towards Cork hurling at the moment. I suppose when you're in our bubble, we try to kind of stay out of that, and we're always kind of, we're always in a positive headspace anyway, because that, you know, that's where you have to be if you want to perform. So there is a good buzz around the place, and it's hard not to kind of, it's hard to ignore that. But I suppose we're always kind of in our own mind frame, so we try to kind of not get too distracted by that.
So Clare is an opposition, I think, particularly for this generation of Cork and Clare hurlers. There's quite a, I don't know, is rivalry the right word, but you've met each other a lot.
Yeah, I suppose we've played a good number of times over the last few years, but I suppose even looking at our team now, we've a lot of new players even since 2013. Mm-hmm. I suppose most of the team weren't involved in all those games going back to 13 and 14. So although we're well acquainted with each other in one sense, in another sense we're not, because there's so many new players, and I suppose it might be the start of something new, but it's not really reflective of the past in one sense of the way, because we've had such a new influx of new players.
So what do you make of Clare this year? You obviously beat them in Parkirin, and you know they've overcome Limerick to get to this point. What do you make of their year?
I suppose they're a good side. Obviously they have a lot of underage success, especially at under 21 level, so they have a lot of players, I suppose, at their prime, and I suppose at the right age to be contesting for Munster and All-Ireland titles. We beat them below in the league in February, but I suppose we played them again in the challenge match further on in the year, and you could see they've developed an awful lot since the league game. They're going to be a very good side and a very tough side to beat, and you know, we'll have to bring the same intensity and hunger and more, building on from the Tipperary and Waterford games Sunday, to overcome them.
As an opposition though, like, would you look forward to playing Clare maybe over another, you know, considering Waterford and considering Clare's two different story when you consider the brand of hurling they play, you know?
Yeah, I suppose you could say as well that Clare have changed the way they play a lot as well over the last 2 years, so to be honest we don't really get caught up in what the other teams are doing a lot. We just try to focus on our own game plan and get that right and bring that to the table, and then see what they have. You know, I think when you focus and start focusing on other teams and other systems, it can change so much from one game to another that it's kind of a waste of time. You know, so we just focus on what we do, what we need to improve on, and the good things that we need to keep on doing, and hopefully that will result in a win Sunday.
Yeah, and like, you could actually say massive job done in the Waterford game in that sense, and you dictated the way the game would be played. You see a player like Austin Gleeson then coming off, like, just showed how things weren't going for Waterford.
Yeah, looking back, I suppose playing against those offensive systems wasn't what a Cork team was good at before. And I suppose that was probably one of the most pleasing aspects in the Waterford game, that we were able to kind of stand up to a defensive type system, stick to our own game plan, and come out with a win and a very good performance. So, you know, again, I suppose our system, it kind of stands up to either an offensive or defensive kind of type of team. So we're happy with that, and we're happy with that going into Sunday.
And when you consider the two groups of forwards and indeed a midfield third that you'll be involved in, like, you know, it's there could be some very entertaining hurling Sunday. At least that's what we all hope.
Yeah, you know, I suppose we have no control of the entertainment of the game. We just go.
You don't care either.
No. We just go out and, you know, I suppose work as hard as we can, implement the game plan, and do our job as is expected of us. What's the outcome of that? I don't know, and I suppose it's not something that we're too interested in. Obviously, hoping it's a good and entertaining game, but I suppose that will be seen Sunday.
And the appetite for Sunday, you know, and personally, Daniel, how much will you look forward to Semple Stadium and Thurles when it's a full house on Sunday? It's going to be a sellout. It'll be a huge occasion, especially with the minors as well. Like, it's a big day for Cork hurling.
Yeah, you know, I suppose these days don't come around too often, and when you're younger you can take them for granted, so you know, definitely you'll be trying to soak in some of the atmosphere and build off that, but at the same time not get caught up in the moment. We still want, you know, at the end of the day it's just another game. It's the same as a training session, league game, practice game. You know, you're still doing your job, you're doing all the same things, it's just on a bigger stage. So we will try to feed off the energy, definitely, but at the same time just stick to our job and our roles.
And is it the same, because you can do all the sort of kind of extra physical work or extra hurling training, what about the psychological preparation for a big day like a Munster final? Like, how is that different?
I suppose sometimes it can come with experience, just being in those big occasions, learning from, I suppose, what worked for you before, what worked for you, what didn't work for you. And I think we have a lot of the players there have experience of big games. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Munster final. It could be, you know, a school's final. It could be a minor championship game with Cork or their club. You know, it's the same type of energy, just maybe on a bigger stage. So I think all the players are kind of used to that, and you know, it's something that the players will have become used to with the Waterford and Tipperary games as well. You know, so it's nothing that's unfamiliar to us.
And you get that sense off the younger players as well. You know, it's this week, is it they're grand, like?
Yeah, sure. It's you know, as I said, it's no different to Waterford, Tipperary, to any other game, any other week. Just all about kind of staying in the moment and not getting too distracted by the occasion. And I think the lads have showed over the last month or two that they're well capable of, I suppose, keeping in control.
And I suppose for different reasons, there was major pressure on the Tipperary game. You were going to play the All-Ireland champions. Then there was pressure on the Waterford game because you wanted to back-to-back performances. So there's a different pressure, but there's been pressure the whole way along.
Yeah, you know, and I suppose to be a good team, you got to learn how to deal with that pressure. It's something that when you're built, as I suppose, when you've put performances together, there's a bit of an expectation to develop another good performance. And I suppose with the Waterford game, there was a bit of an expectation to deliver another performance off the Tipperary game. So I don't think that should affect any of us. And I think that what we've done over the last month or two will help us going into Sunday. And, you know, it's nothing that we're thinking of too much.
Daniel, if there's one thing about Clare on Sunday you'd be fearful of, what would it be? Maybe it's a player, there's some element of their arsenal.
I haven't thought too much into that now, to be honest. I suppose, you know, they've a good attack, and just to be, I suppose, conscious of that. But you know, we haven't looked too much into them at all, really. I suppose just again focus on ourselves, obviously respect them, respect what they've done, but I suppose looking at Sunday, we're just looking to get our own house in order, and once we can do that, hopefully that will be good enough in the day.
Yeah. And Daniel, not playing this final in Páirc Uíomh, I suppose unlike the footballers, you never got the time to really consider playing in Páirc Uíomh. At least it wasn't a reality like it was for the footballers, but it's disappointing, no doubt, I'm sure.
I suppose it'd be nice to play there, but you know, at the end of the day, we're playing in a Munster final, and I suppose where it's played is of irrelevance, really. You know, it'll be thereabouts over the next few months, and hopefully we'll get it out there. But as regards Sunday, you know, that hasn't entered our minds at all.
It's the best of luck to you.
Thanks a million. Cheers.